Is that it?
I don't know. How long does that applause go on?
Very nice. Thank you.
I don't know. Seems to go on quite a while. But we like applause on 89.7 WITR, Henrietta.
Modern music and more.
And lots more.
And we're both friggin' here.
We're both friggin' here this week. Last week, I was friggin' stupid and didn't tell anybody that I was going to Chicago for the week. And but I guess we did an all right show. How was the show?
It went pretty well.
Yeah. That's good. Anybody call? Get a request?
Yeah, got a few requests.
Because I told everybody I wouldn't be here. I told all them that I wouldn't be here.
Oh, well.
But, okay. But we're friggin' back this week. We don't have the Gideon Freudman interview or anything because I didn't have time to edit anything because my class started. And I've always got an excuse for everything.
Yeah.
But all my time went to my class now, and I haven't had a chance to play with it. I'll try to get it on soon, though, before it gets too incredibly outdated and no one cares anymore. And, yeah. I guess we're going to start off tonight with a song from the Toys. What song should we hear?
Anything but Monster Hash.
Monster Hash? I got Nobody Home queued up right now.
Okay, cool.
All right, we'll play Nobody Home. If you want to hear anything, 475-2271, call and request it, and we'll try to get it on for you.
I love your look, I love your walk, nobody home. I love your smile, but when you talk, there's nobody home. I love it when you speak your mind, nobody home. It's nice to have some quiet time, there's nobody home. The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything you say to me convinces me most certainly there's nobody home. Oh, no, there's nobody home. I say penny for your thoughts, nobody home. But it seems you're out of stock, there's nobody home. When I ask if I can count on you, nobody home. You take off your gloves and shoes, there's nobody home. The sign says there's no vacancy, as you stare at me vacantly. The lights are out, but I can't see, there's nobody home. What up, there's nobody home. The cheese is slipping off the cracker, cracker. The deck is short a card or two. The six-pack has a bottle missing,
missing.
I'm not dissing, just describing you. On your door you left a note that said,
nobody home.
Truer words I've never read,
there's nobody home.
I've seen fireflies that shed more light, but being with you sure feels right. And I'm glad you're out with me tonight. And there's
nobody home.
Oh no, there's
nobody home.
Bye bye, there's
nobody home.
See you later.
Nobody home.
Woo! Nobody home, baby.
Nobody home.
Hello, Earth to you.
There's nobody home.
Ding dong. No, not you, the doorbell.
Nobody home.
I did? Dave's not here.
There's nobody home.
Bye-bye.
There's nobody home.
Here, ducky. Here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Here, ducky. Yes, you, ducky. Here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Yes, there you go, ducky. Come here. Come here, ducky. Come here, ducky. Here, ducky. Come on, ducky.
Come here, ducky.
You take a hump of celery and some sunflower seeds at a the types, you pepper and sage as you please, and you mix them all together and you toss them in the sand. All the ducks come a-running from across the land. The huddle and the peck and the quack all together give a great big yank when you grab a kelp feather. Duck butter, duck butter, yum, yum, yum. See them waddle and you see them run. Pulling the heads off, one, two, three. Duck butter, just for me.
Running with scissors. Poetry Talk, please, there, Mix a Lot. I'm gonna bust me a square dance rap, Mick. Won't you kick in the bass drum, cut, nigga? Let's get cracking, you see?
I and thunder, but there's Sweden's due for fun. You think he makes those movies, Faraday showed her lots of funds. You think he have those nudie girls who really are their sight. But it's so cold in Sweden that their teeth would get frostbite. So we watch the American movies, we watch them all day long. Those westerns with their cowpokes that sing those silly songs. So we make our own western, but all we have is goats. We don't have no heifer cows, so we have to be goat folks. I yup up on my horsey, and my butt it is pain. I stepped in all the horsey do, just like this guy, young Wayne. My girlfriend's name is Gertrude, she works in the saloon. Her face is like a fjord, but she has her really big boobs. Yippee-ki-yo, dear yippee-ki-yay. I don't go by the eldest, but the eldest all their day. Yippee-ki-yo, dear yippee-ki-yee. Riding on those horses wants to make you take a rest. But we forget to use the bullets they call blanks. So when the shooting started, the actors dropped like flies. We had to cut the movie short cause no one did survive. So I became the actor and I was really tough. Until I lifted Gertrude, I got a hernia. So yup up on my horsey, it really was a fuss. Instead of wearing a gun belt, I had to wear a truss. Yup up on my horsey, in my groin it is a pain. I step in all the horsey do, just like this guy on Wayne. My girlfriend's name is Gertrude, she works in a saloon. Her face is like Sir Fjord, but she has her really big boobs. Her face is like Sir Fjord, but she has her really big boobs.
I was hot in my truck like a buck on a rut, trying to find a date for the dance. Just like a geek, I've been searching for weeks. I even gave my sister a chance. I found romance while shopping for pants at a rummage sale. Her name was Gucci, and I must confess, she was as big as a whale. I just couldn't wait, I begged for a date. And to my blind chagrin, with breath like that fish, she landed a kiss that left whisker burns on my skin. She said, be here at 8 or I'll make you grumpy. Then she said, high five. I flew through the garage, piled into the Dodge, then drove down to brag to the light.
When you're all alone and frisky and feeling all so blue, and your long life dark, to a desperation polka, an idiotic polka, it makes you impulsive and hot. Oh, the desperation polka, that love is flying polka, it's the remedy, you fool. So find yourself a partner, don't complain if there are two, cause funny, so are you.
I took her to the dance and I wore my new pants. We drank many a glass. My drawers in the ass. She said, I know how to show, and there's a place we can go. It's right out the back. I got all excited as she tore off my pants, and she seen my little Elvis and laughed. I took her home that night, and we made whoopee, that's right. I think we fell in love. And though she had a laugh at what I lacked in the sack, I think we fit like a glove. Then the very next day, she threw my Playboys away. No more right-hand stand. I gave up my life in exchange for a wife, and now I'm a married man.
When you're all alone and frisky, and feeling all so blue, and your love life's dark, to a desperation polka, that idiotic polka, it makes you impulsive and hot. Oh, the desperation polka, that love is blind polka, it's the rare. See you for.
Guess who it is in the background?
Could that be Gideon Freudman?
Yeah, it is. Gideon Freudman. It's called Adobe Doghouse, which is the name of his new album.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. And it's instrumental, but I like it a lot, so I had to play it in the background or something. So, yeah, that's what I'm playing. Before our break, we had a bunch of songs, the last of which was... I'll Be Mellow When I'm Dead, the demo version by Weird Al.
Weird Al.
When was that recorded? 1980?
81, I
81.
Think.
81?
Yeah.
It's really old, and you probably know more about it than I do. The Youpers before that with Desperation Blues off of the We're Still Rockin' album, which I think is their newest one.
Yeah, I think so.
Which isn't really all that new anymore.
Unless one came out like last week.
Yeah.
Which is very likely.
You know what? My microphone won't stay up. That's because it's loose. Okay, before that was Steve Lisenby with Swedish Western and Sir Mix-a-Lot with Square Dance Rap by request.
By request.
Which I had never played before. We've had it the whole time. And I just never played it. I don't know why.
He's done a couple others like that. I can bring them in if you want.
Probably. That way we don't play the same one over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring in the other ones.
Sure.
None of the above. Good old Tony with Running with Scissors. Screws Lewis before that with Duck Butter, which I guess, according to you, is a request from last week.
Yeah, somebody requested it last week, and since you weren't here, I didn't have the CD. I actually have that CD in my collection. I just didn't bring it. Because,
expecting me to be here.
Yeah. So
yeah, I hope you're listening because we played it just for you. And we start off with The Toys from Nobody Home. God, what am I going to talk about? The song is still another 3.5
minutes. Oh, jeez. Fade it.
Yeah. we got a Chuck Brodsky song. Chuck Brodsky being the guy who did Blow 'Em Away.
Yeah.
And it's called Long Story Short. It says it's really funny. I haven't heard it yet. But it's off a different album that I dug up out in the back.
Who did the review?
Terry.
Okay. So if it sucks, we can blame Terry.
But Terry knows what he's talking about usually, though.
Oh, okay.
As all the listeners know.
Who's Terry?
Who's this Terry person? And, yeah. And I might actually play a real song off of Gideon Freudman, or maybe not. Depends. I'll probably play Malone and Nucci's, since you didn't play them last week.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. 475-2271 if you want to hear something. And, maybe if you're lucky, I'll tell you where my webpage is.
Oh, God.
But I'll do that in a later break. And, all right. I've had enough of this. You're going to listen to Chuck Brodsky next with a song called Long Story Short or something like that. That's not it.
That's not it. Push a wrong button, you know.
This is it, over here.
Yeah, it helps if you put the CD in the CD player.
I thought I did. That's funny, though. Try it now.
Well, you sure can talk. You go on and on, and on and on, and it makes you wonder where all the time has gone. You don't hear me sigh. You don't notice when I yawn. We sat down at dinner time, and now it's almost dawn. So make a long story short, look how you bent my ear around the back of my head. Are you that unaware? I've been polite all night. Some of my thoughts were malicious, like I wish you'd bite your tongue so hard you'd have to go get stitches. Really? We really don't say. I really wish you wouldn't, but I'm not listening anyway. I'm getting tired of your voice. My ears are pretty well numb. Can't even hear myself think. But like an electrical hum. So make a long story short, you might say I'm perturbed. Why don't you get to the point? Why don't you skip a few words? Why don't you take a deep breath? Why don't you cut to the chase? To make a long story short, why don't you shut your face? And did you ever wonder why I never seem to be home? No matter when you try, you're reaching me on the phone. Thank God for answering machines. They are the answer for you. The way they cut you off after a minute or two. I do return your calls, but I got my timing down. I call when you're at work or when you're out of town. We play telephone tag, and every time you're it, and I hear my telephone ring, well, I back away from it. To make a long story short, you long-winded one. How long will this sentence run? All you talk about is yourself and everything you've ever done. To make a long story short, you long-winded one. Make a long story short, you long-winded one. Make a long story short, you long-winded one. Make a long story short, long-winded woman. Make a long story short, long-winded one. Make make a long story short. Make a long story
took a dollar bill from her wallet. She picked up a fountain pen. She wrote down the words, "I love you," next to the picture of George Washington. She took the dollar bill to the grocery store and bought herself a chocolate cake. She gave the dollar bill to the grocery man, and then she went back home to wait. The grocery man gave the dollar bill to a fat guy from Baton Rouge. He spent the bill at the hardware store on a box of flat-top screws. The hardware store gave the dollar bill to a customer named Clive, who, by the way, is the son of one of the original Dave Clark Five. He spent the bill at the laundromat. They gave it to a lady named Fran. Fran's youngest son stole the bill from her purse and went to see Star Wars again. The movie theater guy spent the dollar bill on a subway ride uptown. 3 minutes later, the bill was in the pocket of a gambling man named Brown. Brown blew the bill in a poker game. He was fishing for an inside straight. The dollar went home with a man named Jones, who was sitting on a pair of eights. Jones took the bill to a savings bank. The teller's name was Dan. Dan gave the bill to, oh my God, it's Rabbi Finkelman. I am with you all the time. I can hear you loud and clear. Just give a tug along the line. You know we'll be there. Anyway, the rabbi spent the bill on a ham and cheese to go. They gave the bill to a guy named Phil, who gave it to his best friend Joe. Joe had planned to spend it on some flowers for his bride, but he was mugged by a junkie named Doug in the parking lot outside. Doug's old lady spent the bill on a couple cans of beer. She eventually becomes a very famous poet, but that don't matter here. The liquor store guy put the dollar bill in his register, but then Doug the junkie said, "Stick him up," and the dollar was his again. He gave the bill to a girl named Jill, who gave it to a girl named Flo. She gave the bill to a real short guy whose name I do not know. He gave the bill to another short guy who gave it to a guy named Jake. Jake took the bill to a bar and grill and bought himself a sirloin steak. Well, later that day, I happened to say, "Think I'll stop by the bar and grill." The cashier counted out my change and handed me the dollar bill. Well, I ran to a phone and I dialed in her number as fast as my fingers could do. I said, "Baby, I just got your message. I said, baby, I love you too. I said, I am with you all the time. I can hear you loud and clear. Just give a tug along the line. You know I will be there." I said, "Mary, you don't need no dime. You don't need no subway fare. Just give a tug along the line. I'm with you everywhere." I said, "I'm with you everywhere." I said, "I'm with you everywhere."
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Livingston. Thank you.
I love to dance with a great crew. She got one, I got two. I told her to save her. We're gonna hop, we're gonna go. I take my hit, we take the strong. Yeah, la 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 la, we are who? Disco, disco, big way too. Woogie, woogie.
cutie.
There you go.
We're gonna hop, we jump. I take my hit, she takes the stop. Yeah. Come on, come on, we are who? Disco, disco, big let's do.
You got style, you got charm.
Aren't you glad you got both arms? You're gonna use them tonight. We're gonna hop, swing, jump. I take my hip, you take your thumb. Yeah, la 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 la, we are disco, disco, take way, woo.
Johnny Colorado.
The Johnny Colorado?
Yes.
Singer-songwriter Johnny Colorado?
Yes.
Whoa! This is an honor, man. Look! It's Johnny Colorado!
Hey.
Johnny, can I have your autograph?
Sure. There you go.
Wow, cool. What's it say?
It's my name.
Really? Wow.
I'm going to come right to the point. I need your help.
You need a jump?
No, I need your musical help.
Whoa.
Well, face it, over the last couple of years, my career has really gone down the toilet.
Yeah, sure has.
Thanks. Well, you guys couldn't be more popular.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on. No, thanks. You guys are a household name. Who hasn't heard of Voodoo Bar Mitzvah?
I guess. What can we do? Hey, cut that out. We have company.
Well, help me with a song I'm working on.
I don't think so.
We know right there, Fruity Lovecraft.
Hey! I'm sorry, dude.
It's okay, that's just my point. In order to be popular with the kids nowadays, my songs need an edge. You're just the guys to help me put it on. Will you give it a shot?
Well, sure. Is this guitar okay?
Fine.
Well, all right. Just crank out a line at a time, and we'll see if we can gnarl it up for you.
A special song for a special lady. She broke my heart.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
The loneliness will start.
Wow, I got an itch.
I love many ladies.
I drink a bunch of sleaze bags.
My life has been so red.
You sell panties for my two bags.
Then you stood out in the crowd of fans.
I found you passed out on the buffet backstage.
Look through my stardom and saw the man.
You were naked and underage.
I lie awake and gaze at you.
While you're asleep, I'm gonna shave your head.
I want to tell you I love you true.
Then I'll bone you till you're dead.
I love your sexy smile.
You got lips made for sucking.
You dress with special style.
And a butt you can drive a truck in.
Come travel the world with me.
Get in the freaking bus.
And my closest friends you'll meet.
And you gotta blow every one of us. Whoa, that was awesome. What'd you think?
It was, good.
Yeah. You want to join our band?
I'll have to ask my wife.
how to live. But I don't listen to her cause my head is like a sieve. My daddy, he just told me cause I wear my sister's clothes. He caught me in the bathroom with a pair of pantyhose. Pussy don't kick me off the team. I'm wearing high heel sneakers and acting like a
perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why I'm not
sick. You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache? My eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You pushed me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
Well, what are you going to do, you pervert?
Pervert, why are you snotty? Shut up, I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow, that didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow, what are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you. Ow! Oh, hey, tickle, huh? Come on, let us tickle. Come on, laugh it up, 24. All right, now you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You gonna talk back to me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Lots of things rhyme with duck. Buck, stuck, and truck. Buck got his truck stuck. Lots of things rhyme with duck. Maybe quack, quack, you like quack, to quack, rhyme.
Quack, 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 quack,
as a cream,
quack, quack,
the blue
quack,
moon
quack,
and June.
Quack, quack, quack,
when spoon
quack,
and
quack,
June.
Quack, quack,
and on endlessly. But that's
quack,
much
quack,
too boring
quack,
to
quack,
me.
Quack,
lots of things rhyme with duck. Chuck, muck, luck, and shucks. Chucks, luck, muck, duck, aw, shucks. lots of things rhyme with duck. Maybe you'd like to rhyme high. I'd die if I'd only know why. 'Cause pie and sky don't perk up my ears, and they're much too harmless, I fear. Lots of things rhyme with duck. Huck, puck, suck, hup, chuck, and struck. I got struck when huck, hup, chuck, puck, fuck, that stuck. Lots of things rhyme with duck. Maybe you like to rhyme, maybe you like to rhyme.
Look, can we lose the ducks?
Okay, lose the ducks.
Maybe you like to rhyme fit. That's closer to it, I'll admit. You hit just a bit, and you caught me that time. But there's a much funnier rhyme. Lots of things rhyme with duck. But I think that now I am stuck. If you want more, then you're out of luck. Lots of things rhyme with duck.
Who can turn a can into a cane? Who can turn a pan into a pane? It's not too hard to see, it's silent E. Who can turn a cub into a cube? Who can turn a tub into a tube? It's elementary for silent E. He took a pin and turned it into a pine. He took a twin and turned him into twine. Who can turn a cap into a cape? Who can turn a tap into a tape? A little blob becomes a globe instantly if you just add silent E. He's turned a dam, alakazam, into a dame. But my friend Sam stayed just the same. Who can turn a man into a mane? Who can turn a van into a vein? A little hug becomes huge instantly. Don't add W, don't add X, and don't add Y or Z. Just add silent E.
As I went out one evening down Columbus Avenue, the sushi bars were shuttered and the dark cantinas too. I stood there in the darkness as an empty cab rolled by, when all at once I heard the sound of yuppies in the sky. The herd came down Columbus for as far as I could see. The men were wearing polo and the women wore esprit. Each yuppie had a Walkman, and as each one passed me by, I saw their sad expression and I heard their mournful cry. Condos for sale, condos to buy, for yuppies in the sky. Each one was wearing running shoes upon the ghostly day, and each one had a cotton sweater wrapped around the neck. They all held out their credit cards and tried in vain to buy, but all the stores were shuttered to the yuppies in the sky. Condos for sale, condos to buy, the yuppies in the sky, yuppie-i-a. Sorry. I'd seen them in commercial sailing boats and playing ball, pouring beer for one another, crying, why not have it all? Now I saw the ghostly progress down Columbus Avenue. It made me want to buy myself a BMW. Come on now. Condos for sale, condos to buy,
for yuppies in the sky. All the salad bars were empty, all the quiche Lorraine was gone. I heard the yuppies crying as they vanished in the dawn, calling grand names to each other as they faded from my view. They'll be networking forever down Columbus Avenue. Condos for sale, condos to buy. Yeah, move them out. The yuppies in the sky. Condos for sale, condos to buy. Rolex, Rolex for yuppies in the sky.
Thank you all so much.
This song, for the most part, is a true story.
In a quiet lab back in old D.C., there's a man who works for an agency in what some would say is a mighty strange career. He takes a bottle of ketchup and pours it out real slow. Then he uses his watch to see how fast it will flow. And the government pays him $70,000 a year. Sometimes comes out fast, and it sometimes comes out slow, and it helps the time to pass when he listens to the radio. And sometimes when he's really bored, he'll pretend he's Captain Kirk. This is your tax dollars at work. We're going slow for the space program, so they asked for a $250,000 grant to send a sweet potato to outer space. And at Washington University, some professors got a federal subsidy to observe the way that earthworms defecate. Sometimes comes out fast, and it sometimes comes out slow. What these guys are trying to find, heaven only knows. I wonder how we'll benefit from the fruits of this research. This is your tax dollars at work. Expended funds to the Pentagon so they could buy a $2,000 John or a coffee pot for the price of a Monet. And Andre Serrano got his start by pissing in a bucket and calling it art and receiving $30,000 from the NEA. Subsidize some artsy fartsy fecal fetish jerk. It's all your tax dollars at work. And for several weeks, Congress went on hold for a filibuster on gun control by the Republicans and some Democrats from the South. Well, instead of paying 20 million bills, buying fertilizer for their district's fields, we should use the stuff that comes out of their mouth. And it sometimes comes out fast, and it sometimes comes out slow. Smoking crack cocaine. I never knew that sex and drugs was a governmental perk.
It's all your tax dollars at work. This is your tax dollars at work.
We like to play classical music on WITR 89.7 Henrietta.
More music and more.
All that good stuff. In case you're wondering, if you can even hear this, this is Mischief with Mozart. A bunch of messed up classical music. Basically two different songs mushed together.
Yeah, Habanigula and some Mozart song I can't remember the name of.
Anna Klein and Nacht Music.
Yeah, that one.
This track, it's called A Little Hebrew Music.
Ah.
So it's like the name of the track tells you what's in it. But as for the real songs, we had Henry Phillips with Your Tax Dollars at Work.
I gotta get his stuff.
And
I gotta get that CD. I love his stuff.
Yeah, I need to get a hold of him. See if they'll send us some. Tom Paxton and Company with Yuppies in the Sky. Tom Lehrer doing Silent E, which you might recognize from old Electric Company shows. That's where that's from. He also did one called L.Y., which I don't think I've ever played.
No, you haven't.
But I do have.
I remember that.
It's same CD. It's like the track right before it.
I'll play it next week. I want to hear it.
Yeah, all right. See, I know them. I remember them.
I remember the Electric Company. I don't remember those songs.
I remember him.
I remember Spider-Man on the Electric Company.
And before that, I did a whole slew of people with ands in their name. I had Faust and Lewis and Cheech and Chong and Malone and Nucci's and Barnes and Barnes. Faust and Lewis was doing a song I had never played called Lots of Things Rhyme with Duck.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool. That was the same album that Bald Guys was on.
Yep.
That was the old one. And Cheech and Chong with Earache My Eye. And Malone and Nucci's with Johnny Colorado. Did you hear that at all? Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
You were in the back. I like that.
Yeah, that was cool.
Barnes and Barnes with Boogie Woogie Amputee. And before that was Andy Breckman with the Dollar Bill song. That was kind of cool, too.
That was weird.
I didn't remember it. Apparently, I have listened to it because I wrote the review, but I don't remember it at all. And Chuck Brodsky with Long Story Short. Yeah, I was supposed to see Faust and Lewis on my way back from Chicago last week.
Yeah.
I was supposed to stop halfway, or a little more than halfway, in Ohio and go see them, but my timing was just off by like an hour, and I didn't get to go see them because by the time I would have gotten there, they would have been done.
Oh.
But I sent them email saying I was going to be around, and I might stop by, and they were like, yeah, stop by if you can.
Well,
say hi to us.
You have to send the mail again, so they don't think you blew them off.
I did. I sent them mail and said I screwed up. I think I blame traffic or something. But yeah, instead I ended up driving from Chicago to Rochester all at once, which really sucked. And it's a long drive. It's like 10 hours or 11 hours or something. Ridiculous.
That's gotta suck.
Of course, I was doing like 70 the whole way. So, I don't know. A lot of people go a lot faster.
Yeah.
It's like we came back from Toronto and the person who was driving was going like 95 the whole way. We got back from Toronto 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty insane. But coming up, we got this thing that I'm putting in right now.
Click, click, clash.
Yeah, well... You know, it's hard with only two CD players.
Yeah.
If you want to play background music, you can't. You can't have something queued up at the same time. It's a pain. But I'm actually going to play a Gideon Freudman song that you actually get to listen to. And I'm leaning towards I Am a Disaster. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Sounds good? If you guys want to hear anything, 475-2271, call up and make a request. We're here. We're free in here till 3 o'clock.
Yep.
In the morning. Which is about an hour. And we like to play people's requests. So we'll try to get it on for you. But right now you're going to listen to Gideon Freudman, who eventually we're going to play an interview of. ¶¶
plaster and my veneer made of mud and my coat of crusted crud. I am a fiasco with my malt and weak Tabasco and my taste all out of whack and loquacious lurid tact.
Thank you. your food, I clean your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind and selfish loving years. Well, you just wait, they'll find you back, and then you see the PCA, you nasty mouse. And they're coming to take me away, ha ha, they're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, ha ha, to the funny farm.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
Hmm. I notice you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out there. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the paper today?
No, I haven't had a
chance. Did you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Ah, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mukluks.
Uh-huh.
Mukluks.
That's right, mukluks.
Mukluks.
Yeah, mukluks.
Say it again.
Mukluks.
Say it louder.
Mukluks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I didn't want to say it, but I like it.
Say galoshes.
Galoshes.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, 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 blubber.
Mukluk.
Blubber, beluga.
Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
Yeah. They should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay. Yeah, we were just,
Sir.
Yes? Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mukluk.
Bulbous bouffant.
Mukluk.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia. Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle. Gazebo.
Bulbous
bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous
bouffant.
Plethora.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
gazebo,
Bus.
Ah, here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
A one, two, three. Wow, wow, wow.
Let me tell you a little story about my girlfriend. She came over to my house, screaming at me. She said I stood her up for our Friday night date last night. I said, baby, last night was Thursday. She said, oh. And then she proceeded to give me a big hug and a kiss. And all of a sudden, it occurred to me, my baby's on the rag.
My little baby's on the rag. All the 5 days a month, she's a total drag.
Woman ain't like a snake. She'll start to hit the next minute. She'll want me to give her a kiss. Ow! I'm finding myself to become worried. She started complaining to me how her breasts were sore. I said, I'm sorry. She said, you can't be sorry because men are pigs and they don't know what it's like to go through this. I said, oh. And then she went on for an hour telling me how big a pig men really are. I thought it was to remain silent. And then she started crying. She started crying about her puppy that died when she was two. She wanted me to hold her.
My little baby's on the rag. All the 5 days a month, she's a total drag.
Woman ain't like a snake. She'll try to hit the next minute. She'll want me to give her a kiss. Ow!
I am finding this to be an entirely uncopacetic situation. Well, anyway, let me tell you what happened.
She made me go to the store for her. Because she said she couldn't be seen in public.
Bloated.
So there I was in the store. Searching for the feminine hygiene aisle.
I found the aisle.
I knew I had found the aisle. Because there was 10 of the guys in that aisle with sad looks on their faces.
We bonded. My little baby's on the rag. All the 5 days a month, she's a total drag.
Woman ain't like a snake. She'll start to hit the next minute. She'll want me to give her a kiss.
Ow!
My little baby. My little baby's on the rag. Oh, 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 oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
My baby's on the rag.
Yeah. Here's a child dancing on a razor blade, going on a panty raid, number 20 on a hit parade. Here's a child turning every shade of green, gargling with Listerine, grazing on a field of tangerines. I watch you. Screaming when you're turning off the lights. Mutant cows move, eating from a paper plate. Even though they showed up late, making almost everybody wait.
I watch mutant cows.
from a hydroplane. No, they know it's not a game. I wish I knew that it was quite insane. You can count.
Melt me.
Sliding down a laser beam. Laughing till they split a spleen. Just like something from an awful dream. I watch you count. All they say is blue. I don't know.
Well, every day I like to get up and brush my teeth. I put on my tennis shoes and I go out on the street. Everyone I see, they think that I'm so keen. Is it my personality? No, it's them oral hygiene. I like, oh yeah, to keep my teeth clean. Uh-huh, yes, I like it. Whoa, that oral hygiene. Oh yeah. Said I like cocoa to keep my teeth clean. Uh-huh, yes, I like it. That oral hygiene, gene. Bidi bidi bum bum whoa, whoa, bum bum hi, hi, bum bum bum. Hey! Bum bum bidi bidi bum bum whoa, whoa, bum bum hi, hi, bum bum bum. Grab it!
Well, I keep that glass right by the sink. And when I finish brushing, I take a little drinky dink.
Hey!
I use my dental floss and my gums stay firm and pink. And I'm a real hit down at the roll of dink.
I'm singing out!
I like, oh yeah, to keep my teeth clean. Oh, yes, I like it. Well, that oral hygiene.
Oh yeah!
Said I like cocoa to keep my teeth clean. Oh, yes, I like it. That oral hygiene, jing. Bidi bidi bum bum whoa, whoa, bum bum hi. Hi, bum bum bum. Hey, bum 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 hi, hi, bum 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 bum
bum
bum bum bum bum. But I like, oh yeah, to keep my teeth clean, uh-huh. Yes, I like it, whoa, that oral hygiene. Oh yeah, said I like cocoa to keep my teeth clean, uh-huh. Yes, I like it, that oral hygiene, jing. Ba-da-ba-da-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum. Hey! Bum 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 bye bye bum 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 bum.
I couldn't take any more, I was fresh out of hope, racked with despair at the end of my rope. Looking with longing out at the window ledge.
Pretty funny so far.
I was gonna do myself in, but before I got done and left on that club dirt vacation for one, I thought the suicide hotline might bring me back from the edge. With a trembling hand, I dialed the number, clutching the phone. My life was in the balance, but now I would not be alone.
Hello. Due to recent budget cuts, your call has been routed to the new combined voicemail system of the Suicide Prevention Hotline and the New York Public Library. If you are calling to inquire about a book, and you know the title of the book, press 1. If you're calling about a book and you don't know the title, but you do know the name of the author, press 2. you know the date and place of publication, and either the title or the name of the author, press 3. If you've already taken poison, press 4. If you've already taken poison and you know the name of the poison you've taken, enter the first 3 letters of the name, followed by the pound sign. The pound sign is located directly below the 9 on all touchtone phones. If you've taken poison and you're calling from a rotary phone, please be sure to return all outstanding library books as soon as possible. If you're a potential leaper, but you're still inside the building, press *1. If you're outside the building on the ledge, press *2. If you've already jumped and you're speaking from a cellular phone, and you're above the 11th floor, press *43 followed by the pound sign. If you're below the 11th floor, you may skip the pound sign. If you're contemplating suicide but are uncertain as to methods, please stay on the line for more options. If you're contemplating suicide and you'd like to leave a note but you can't read or write, the library's adult literacy program meets 3:30 Tuesdays at City Hall. Go to the lobby and follow the instructions on the sign. If you're contemplating suicide over a former lover, press *7. If you're just a little lonesome, call 1-900-HOT-BODS. Ask for Rusty. If you're contemplating suicide and you're George Steinbrenner, go for it, dude. To repeat this menu of options, press any key or hit the phone against your head hard. To speak with a live operator, please stay on the line. Call is important to us. All of our operators are currently busy, but if you stay on the line, your call will be answered in the order it was received. This is the last announcement you will hear. Now playing in Theater 2, Flipper, starring Flipper. Show times are 12, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, and 8:45. That was it. I had had it. This was the worst. I went back to the window, but there were people there first. So I got into line to wait for my turn to come up. Well, it was moving okay, except there was nowhere to whiz. And then some yokel from Utah asking, "Is this for Les Mis?" Yup. Well, I inched my way along the ledge till I was next in line, when out of nowhere came a traffic geek and pointed to a sign. Restricted suicide zone, jumping by permit only, 8:30 to 11 a.m., Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. All unauthorized bodies will be towed at owner's expense. I give up, it's impossible. Don't even try. Guess I just gotta move to New Jersey to die. Only thing there is, how would you know when you're dead? I guess I'm gonna die when I die. Nothing else I can do.
But after burning in hell, after what I've been through, yo, burn this, I could do hell in a walk. 'Cause it may not be as hot, but it's harder than hell in.
There's all that applause we love so much.
Oh, yeah.
On 89.7 WITR, Henrietta. Modern Music and More. I'll just fade that out. We don't need all that. Why is it that, especially in comedy, they like to put
a minute and a half of applause at the end of a song? I don't
understand that at all. I mean, I could kind of understand it. I actually saw a song once where there was, I forget who did it, there was like a minute 17 of applause, and they actually made it a separate track.
Really?
So that if you're listening to it, it was there, but if you're a DJ, you can just stop.
Well, that was nice of them.
But it made me wonder who's going to go and play just the applause. I don't know. It was kind of funny.
We could play that in the background of one of our breaks.
Yeah. But that was David Buskin, who I still don't remember the name of, after all the times I've played it. And, whoa, I was kind of quiet. And Hotline. If you listen regularly, I'm sure you've heard that by now.
Yeah.
Mr. Elk and Mr. Seal before that. More of those and people. I should do a whole show.
Whole show of and people.
And people. Just this person or whatever. They were doing Oral Hygiene. That's old. Ow. That hurt. Ow. Rush me to the hospital. Does Bongos Bass and Bob also did a version of Oral Hygiene, which I heard first. I didn't know about this one. I knew that a lot of songs that were on the Bongos Bass and Bob album weren't originals.
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard most of them. The only one I had heard was
Thorazine
Shuffle.
Yeah.
But this makes two. The Dismals before that, Mutant Cows, great song. And Boogerman before that with the Rag. Slightly different version than what is on the basement tape.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I don't know the story behind that one.
Slightly different. Same words, but slightly different emphasis on things.
Yeah, it's just a different recording.
Yeah. Radio Free Vestibule, or the Vestibules, I guess they are now.
Yeah.
But this song is credited to Radio Free Vestibule.
That's because the CD is a couple years old.
Bulbous Bouffant. Jeff Nauman?
Yeah, I think so.
That would make sense. With his cover of They're Coming to Take Me Away, haha, the classic Napoleon XIV song. And Gideon Freudman started off with I Am a Disaster, with a lot more instruments than we're usually used to from him. All kinds of things in there, including
drums.
We're friggin' here for another half an hour playing comedy and stuff like that. 475-2271, you can call up and request something or tell me how much you hate what I've been playing and to go off the air now. And coming up, we got Duduwa doing a love song.
Uh-oh. Lorena?
Yeah.
Alright.
Took you a minute. Okay, yeah. Lorena. And, I don't know. I'll find something else to play for another half an hour. And, then we'll say goodbye. But here's Duduwa with Lorena.
Lorena, sweet dove, good morning, I love you, Lorena, from your head to your toes. What a beautiful day, why don't we just lay here, Lorena, and uh-oh. Where'd you put it, Lorena, where'd you put it, Lorena, where'd you put it, where would it be found?
Where is it, Lorena?
I'll miss it.
Lorena, Lorena, won't you please look around? I saw it last night. It was hanging there right where I like it, but it ain't there no more. Now I'm angry and blue. Dang you, I feel taken, forsaken, and sore. Where'd you put it, Lorena? Where'd you put it, Lorena? Lorena, I'm through doing chores. Gosh darn and doggone it, I should have put a beeper on it. Oh, Lorena, it wasn't yours. I can't find it in my drawers. You think it might be in yours, or in the garden, or the meat compartment, or the Frigidaire? Did you hide it in a cookie jar? What? How bizarre! You threw it out of your car. Where? I'm gonna call 911. I'm gonna tell them what you done. They're gonna run you, Lorena, to jail. Unless you do like I say. Okay? Now sit down, Lorena, and tell me. Where'd you pitch it, Lorena? Where'd you ditch it? Lorena, where'd you heave it? Where'd you leave it? Where's it at? Where'd you wing it? How far'd you sling it? Oh, Lorena, where is my hat? Where did it go? Lorena, where's my hat?
John, Marcia, John, Marcia, John, Marcia, John, Marcia. John, Marcia, John, Marcia, John. Oh, Marcia, Marcia. John, John. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. John, John, John. Marcia, 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 Marcia. John, 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 John. Marcia. John. Marcia.
Maureen, pray God Almighty, Maureen, the fictional queen. She has been drinking sombreros all night. She's been staring at John, who is perhaps half her age. Maybe 15 years ago, even though she wasn't beautiful, she might have had a slim chance at him anyway. the chances substantially slimmer today. Now Charlie is giving her the eye, and she recalls his first wife and their reception at the old Legion Hall. And he was muscular back then. What happens to mid-age men? The muscles in their chest seem to fall. Now he looks like he swallowed a basketball. She says, you know something, Charlie, if you lost about 40 pounds and worked out sometimes at the gym, and if you bought some new clothes to wear once in a while, combed your hair, shaved those whiskers off your chin. I'm trying to pitch you now, Charlie, and you gotta admit it's something of a challenge. So give me a couple minutes here if you could. I think you'd still be ugly as sin. Give me a break, Maureen. You ain't no beauty queen, no matter how much rouge you put on. And she knows he would rather be taking home Sarah. He knows she would rather go home with John. Dream on, mid-age divorcees, dream on. And Charlie and Maureen aren't the king and the queen. They're just grabbing whatever they can. And when they get it on, she imagines he's John. He imagines he's Sarah McMahon. It ain't love, but hell, it ain't so bad. He says, hey, you wanna hear a funny one? Soon your daughter will be 21 and drinking down here with her mom. And I want to see the look on your face when she comes up to you one day and says, I'm moving in with a man in the morning. It's that cute guy down the bar who's named John. She says, have you heard that age-old line? They all look good at closing time, 'cause you're drunk and your options are few. Well, I have had 12 drinks, give or take a few. It is last call now, 10 till 2, and Charlie, I'm looking at you. And I don't think that old line is true. Charlie and Maureen aren't the king and the queen. They're just grabbing whatever they can. And when they get it on, she imagines he's John. He imagines she's Sarah McMahon. It ain't love, but hell, it ain't so bad. Now, at this point in Charlie and Maureen's enchanted evening, as it were, Charlie's had 14 Budweisers and 3 of those remarkably illuminating shots of peppermint schnapps. He's beginning to become profound and philosophical. He looks over to Maureen with this look of impending nirvana in his eyes, that perhaps he's experiencing some sort of spiritual illumination. Satori in barroom, if you will, not to paraphrase Kerouac, although I do understand that it is mandatory in some painfully hip folk venues close to Harvard Square that you do paraphrase Kerouac at least once during every performance. Having fulfilled that obligation, I'd like to tell you what Charlie said. He said, excuse me, Maureen. I just had this strange thought. I think you and I are like the Red Sox. We're always trying to catch up from behind. Always go big in the first inning, and through the whole game we're winning. Then we give up the grand slam in the ninth. Maureen, I think we're the best fifth place team of all time. She says, that's brilliant. It's philosophical. Lord, I need another sombrero. Here's the keys. Please warm up the Pinto. And it's a story without a miracle. The ending is predictable. The drunk Juliet, the fat Romeo. They're not exactly inspiring, but at least they're not alone. And Charlie and Maureen are not the king and the queen. They're just grabbing whatever they can. And when they get it on, she imagines he's John. He imagines she's Miss December 1993. But he has the good sense not to tell her that.
They'll be sleeping in the damn Pinto. It ain't love, but it ain't so bad.
Thank you.
Jamie were the perfect married couple, but not in bed. Oh, they tried taking drugs, how-to books, even Dr. Ruth. But for all intents and purposes, their love life was dead. Till one day Jamie went over to the Pink Pussycat Boutique. She bought a long cylindrical thing. Now Janie is smiling, Johnny is not. Every night you can hear him sing. He says our love being kept alive by artificial means. You've grown emotionally attached to that little pink machine. Our relationship is not as healthy as it seems, 'cause our love is being kept alive by artificial means. Okay, this is a sing-along for anybody who might have problems in the boudoir. Don't be sad. Oh, Johnny went down to the bar. He bought one drink, he bought two, he bought three. Oh, he moaned to the bartender the state of his married life. Bartender said, hey, bud, just listen to me. So Johnny went over to the Pink Pussycat Boutique. He bought a plastic blow-up doll. Now Johnny is smiling, Janie is not. She's angry, she's jealous, she's appalled. She says our love is being kept alive by artificial means. You've grown emotionally attached to that polyethylene. Our relationship is not as healthy as it seems, 'cause our love is being kept alive by artificial means. That was great singing. I could hear you. Wires, switches, batteries, plastic tufts of artificial hair. Who would ever think they could replace the love?
Love.
Humans used to share.
Humans, just humans, just humans, just humans, humans, just humans, just humans.
Then we face the day those batteries died at the same moment that that big doll sprung a leak. Johnny looked at Janie, looked at Johnny, looked at Janie. Yeah, they both found it difficult to speak. I wish I could say they threw those contraptions away and fell in love all over again. But Johnny taped up that hissing woman when Janie stole the batteries from a Sony Walkman. Because their love is being kept alive by artificial means, they've grown emotionally attached to these modern sex machines. Their relationship is not as healthy as it seems, 'cause their love is being kept alive. Love is being kept alive. Love is being kept alive by artificial means.
Thank you.
queen, meanest little hooker you have ever seen. He used to wash his face in Vaseline, brush his teeth with Mr. Clean. He's really, really, really ugly, I've seen. I'm talking about Fred. I'm talking about Fred. I'm talking about Fred the Chicken. Looking for drumstick, not talk finger licking. Cheek, cheek, really deep, cluck, cluck, how to luck. Quack, quack, goose of that, elephant on the track. Wondered if I ever must, yeah, just a hot crusty, yeah, blue or feather duster, yummy, yummy, pass the mustard. Tiny little clusters, pecking in the barnyard, pecking in the barnyard, clucking in the backyard, clucking in the backyard, pecking in the front yard, pecking in the front yard, clucking up the boulevard. Flap your way, like the chicken queen. Flap your way, like a chicken queen. Flap your way. Like a chicken queen.
Flap your wings.
Like a chicken queen. Flap your wings. Like a chicken queen. Flap your wings. Like a chicken queen. Flap your wings. Like a chicken queen. Flap your wings. Like a chicken queen. Flap, flap, flap them wings. Like a meat-hold chicken queen.
Addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. I'm addicted to stress, it's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Down on my caffeine consumption, so when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with a donut, because I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone, but it usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso. And when I get back, it's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. And by then I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine, and it starts behind my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. I love to work, I love to run, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I love to do these things if I ever have the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman that I'm seeing, so we never really get a little time to spend together. So we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up by myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean, which is me, a book, and a cellular phone, and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat, and I'd drink, and I'd run, and I'd sleep, and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. Except I don't know how to do laps in the ocean. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot, and the poison goes up to your brain, and you die, and sadly... Yuck! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing, just me by myself in the middle of the ocean, and that's what I really love to do more than anything else, except to probably hate it. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me.
Everybody's thinking about me.
WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music, and more. And we're just about friggin' out of here. Jim Infantino.
Stress.
With Stress. Great song that I think we can all relate to.
Big time.
Towsie Jones before that with Fred, the Chicken Queen. Christine Lavin with Artificial Means. Don White with Charlie and Maureen. Stan Freeberg with John and Marsha. And Duduwa with Lorena.
Lorena.
We have, yeah, it is. We have one more song for you. And this is a very interesting song, which I've always wanted to play, but I don't think I ever have.
No.
At least not here. it's by Napoleon XIV. And what it is the B-side to the They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha single, the 45 that was put out back in 1965 or 68 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whenever, I don't remember.
And that's the only place up until just recently that it was available at all. I mean, it was easily faked, but...
That's true.
It's the only place that was actually available. What they did when they pressed the 45 was on the opposite side, they pressed the same song backwards, including the label, which was printed entirely backwards, everything, even the copyright
that's
line,
cool.
Like everything is completely backwards. Like if you held it up to a mirror, that's what the flip side of the record looks like. And you'd play it, and it was just the song backwards. And when they released the Second Coming CD, Napoleon the 14th, the Second Coming on Rhino, they had like a whole bunch of, they had like an entire album that he put out, a whole bunch of stuff that was supposed to be on his second album, which never came out, and a bonus track, which isn't listed anywhere, even in the documentation, anywhere on the CD itself, a bonus track, which is the B-side of the single that they put out. So
we're going to play it.
We're going to play it. If you're not into backwards stuff, then feel free to turn it off. But
this
is very incredibly hard to find, as far as I know. I've only seen one copy of the single once.
Yeah.
I've only seen the CD once, and I bought it.
I saw the tape a couple of years ago.
Did you?
And I didn't buy it. I should have.
I don't know if it's even still available. I know you can get it through the Demento Society.
Yeah.
You can order it through there.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it in a store otherwise.
I gotta get some money and buy all this stuff that I want. I need money.
I think that's even more harder to come by.
Yeah.
The money. But we're going to play that for you, and then we're going to have to say goodnight. But we'll be back next week. And I'm not going to make any promises, but I'll try to get Gideon Freudman done and fixed and playable. And we'll play that.
Cool.
But here, have your special treat.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the night.